Hello, my name is Jermaine McKinley. I am the Assistant Director of the Metro Urban Institute here at Pittsburgh Theological Seminary. I thank you for joining me on this Advent devotion based on the Gospel of Luke, the third chapter, verses 1 through 19. The word of the Lord reads that in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, when Pontius Pilate was governor of Judea, and Herod was ruler of Galilee, his brother Philip was the ruler of Iturea and Trachonitis, and Lysanias was the ruler of Abilene. During the high priesthood of Annas and Caiaphas, the word of God came to John, son of Zechariah, in the desert. He went into all the country around the Jordan, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. As is written in the book of the words of Isaiah the prophet, a voice of one calling in the desert, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Every valley shall be filled in, every mountain and hill made low. The crooked road shall become straight, the rough way smooth. And all of humanity will see God's salvation. John said to the crowds coming out to be baptized by him, You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Produce fruit in keeping with repentance, and do not begin to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father. For I tell you that out of these stones, God can raise up children for Abraham. The axe is already at the root of the trees, and every tree that does not produce good fruit will be cut down and thrown into the fire. What should we do then? The crowd asked. John answered, the one with two tunics should share with the one who has none, and the one who has food should do the same. Tax collectors also came to be baptized. Teacher, they asked, what should we do? Don't collect any more than you are required to, he told them. Then some soldiers asked him, and what should we do? He replied, don't extort money and don't accuse people falsely. Be content with your pay. The people were waiting expectantly and were all wondering in their hearts if John might possibly be the Christ. But John answered them all, and I baptize you with water. But one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I am not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand to clear his threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his barn. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. And with many other words, John exhorted the people and preached the good news to them. But when John rebuked Herod the ruler because of Herodias, his brother's wife, and all the other evil things he had done, Herod added this to them all, and he locked John up in prison. The word of the Lord for the people of the Lord. Blessed be the word. Lord, have mercy on me. Walk with me. Lead me on righteous paths. Make my heart discerning, my thoughts pure and pleasing to you. Grant me grace to boldly share your word in the midst of those who do not know you, Lord. Help me not to stand in idleness with arms folded or eyes closed with indifference to the needs of those suffering. Lord, help me to stand committed to serving the kingdom until Jesus returns. Amen. God knows we're only human, and that the last thing we want is somebody, anybody, bringing us bad news or telling us what we have done or might be doing right now is of no value, that we're just snakes. So imagine, if you will, the reaction John the Baptist must have received to the call to repent and get ready for the coming of the Lord. Now, I believe John was probably from a good family. or at least what we would deem to be a good family. Godly people, well-educated, and that John himself was talented before he's lost his mind going Fruit Loops roaming around the desert, preaching a baptism of repentance and forgiveness, crying, prepare the way for the Lord, make straight paths for him. Those on the front line of ministry know it's not easy being one sent to challenge others to get ready for the unknown, to expect the unexpected in the name of a God ready to change their fate and the fate of all of humanity through Jesus Christ. Sometimes I wonder whether or not the message would have penetrated as well as it did if God had sent someone who was genteel or polite instead of someone who had the guts to offend all those who might be offended by the realities of their own sin. Yet if we examine ourselves, we would have to admit that there are things we need to change in order to be truly reconciled with the will and the way of God. Advent is a perfect time to contemplate where we have been, where we are, and where we hope to be. Today, I pray that you will ask yourself, is the world changing me or am I changing the world? Am I making a difference in the world itself? Because making a difference in the world begins with making a difference in your own life. Changing the heart and the mind for the sake of righteous living takes more than being born into a family that professes God, more than reading the Bible or religiously attending church on Sunday. It takes understanding where and how we are out of compliance with the Word of God. True examination of our life will show how crooked the straight path we think we are walking really is, and the challenge before us to live a Christian life. In our self-examination, we need to include how we expend our time, use our talents, apply our abilities, and spend our treasure. Reflection will help us to find areas where God wants to do new things in our lives. It is expected that God can do great things through us if we are willing, even in times of trouble and turmoil, immorality and political change, or in the midst of economic chaos. See, God is willing and able to make a significant difference in every aspect of our life. For some of us, this will mean making a 180-degree turn from sin and a recognition that we need to repent to receive forgiveness of sin and eternal salvation. Some of us will see nothing wrong with how we are living or what we are doing. Those who think we have nothing to repent from probably need to repent from arrogance and feelings of righteousness. Hear my prayer. Lord, help me meet the challenge of looking at my life, to clearly see where I have placed my priorities and my treasure. Help me recognize where I need to make changes to follow the direction you are leading. Help me to tell the story and make a difference among those who need to hear your word. It's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen. Thank you for joining me today. God bless you.